Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Here should be a special schutz for me with Shifu Nishmas, Mara Sester, Bastard, Shmo is kind of so much about the Hatsa, Mara Sester, the kind of which you may have said. And it's based on the Torah of Reino Agron, Rabbi Yehava Ben Berman Zatzal. We've been going through this Shiur in the Siyata Dishmaya. Famous machlokas, maybe the most famous machlokas in the history of mankind. Yesh Shalom Das. Abaye says it's not Yeyush. Rabbi says that it is Yeyush. If a person didn't have Yeyush before, but he would if he would know about it, is that considered Yeyush or not? And Rabbi says it is, Abaye says it's not. And they're arguing about a case where the item doesn't have a simon. The Bais says it's not yeish. So you don't have yeish. The Rebbe says it's yeish. Because when he finds out, it'll be misyayish. So that I don't have a simon. When he finds out, I'll say I don't have a simon. So in the neighbor, it's already yeish from now. As far as Rava, the yeish b'koach is also considered yeish. Because of that, even though he doesn't know that it fell, there's no yesh before. Nevertheless, there's potential yesh, and that's also considered yesh. But the chakira is, how is it yesh b'koach? Is it yesh b'koach because he's going to be misyayish in the future, and he finds out about it? Like the Ritva writes, even if in the end he doesn't find out, in the end he doesn't have Yesh. Still, the very fact that he's going to have Yesh before in the end, were he to find out, that's what makes it Yesh? Or no? That's not what makes it Yesh. What makes it Yesh is that mitzad the situation now, he should already be misyayish. Because it's talking about where it doesn't have a simon. And therefore, just a chisar in the das that he doesn't know, but if he would know, he would have yesh. And a mele, it's considered yesh. Tzaretz and amatzis. In other words, the way I phrase this is it subjective or objective? Is it subjective that in the future he's going to have yesh, and therefore it's already considered yesh now? Or is it objective, meaning that the matzav now is a matzav where he should have yesh if he would know about it, and the male is considered yesh. That's the shaila. That's the chakir and lechayr. It's a machlekes between Tosis and Rabbi Kiva Eger. Tosis writes on the Mishnah, the end of Tosis over there, that these krichos is a chilek between Mishisiachar and Mishisarabim. Those Mishisarabim is Harei l'shalo, and Krichas b'shisayachir is chayv l'hachris. Tosis asks, if it's derech nefila, so he doesn't know where they fell. So b'shisayachir, if they fell in b'shisayachir, why do you have to be machris? He doesn't know. He's misyayish, because he's thinking maybe they fell in b'shisarabim. That's Tosis kasha. And this Rabbi Kiva Eger says, the Tosis should have said better. The Tosis should have said Memanavshach. If he's not Misyayish Misafik, if where he doesn't know where it fell, he's not Misyayish. So then Bishisarabim, why is it Shalo? The Bailam aren't Misyayish, because maybe it fell on Bishisayachid. And they're not Misyayish Misafik. And if they are Misyayish Misafik, then Bisha Sayachir, why is he Chayav Lahachris? He's Misyayish because maybe they fell in Bisha Sarabim. Why doesn't Tosis phrase their question like that? Tosis is assuming that he's Misyayish Al Safik, but Tosis should have said, it doesn't make sense either way. If he's Misyayish Al Safik, and even if it fell on Rishisayachid, it shouldn't. The guy, the shouldn't have to announce it to find her because he's Misyayish al Sofi. He thinks maybe a fellow Mishas HaRavim is Misyayish. If he's not Misyayish al Sofi, then why in Mishas HaRavim do we say that the guy to find her can keep it? Maybe he's not Misyayish, he's thinking it fell on Mishas HaYachid, and then they really have to announce it. So why doesn't Tosis phrase their kasha like that? So maybe it's because of Rava that Yer Shalomi das is Yeush, and therefore Bishus Hayachid it's Shelo, because even though the Bailim are Choshesh, maybe it fell in Bishus Hayachid. Nevertheless, since Be'emes it fell on Mishas HaRavim, they say if the Bailim would know that it fell on Mishas HaRavim, they would have Yeush, and the Melech it's Yeush. And therefore, Tosis only asks, why in Mishas HaYachid Tzorach LaHachris? Why do you have to announce it? Is Misyayish because he thinks maybe it fell on Mishas HaRavim? But Mishas HaRavim, we understand why he can keep it. Because in Mishas HaRavim, the Bible would know the truth. That it fell in Rishis HaRavim, they would have Yeush. In Rishis HaYachid, if the Bailim knew the truth, they wouldn't have Yeush. And that Tosfa says, yeah, but the guy doesn't know where it fell, so he thinks it fell in Rishis HaRavim. And since he thinks it fell in Rishis HaRavim, so he's going to be Misyayish. So why in Rishis HaYachid Tzorach LaHachris? Should be able to keep it. If that's according to his, in his mind, in his subjective mind, he doesn't know, and therefore it should be considered Yeush even in Mishas HaYachid. But in Mishas HaRavim, there's not a tzad that it's Tzorach LaHachris, because there, if he would know that it fell in Mishas HaRavim, he would have Yeush. Then Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, there's still no room for Tosfos' kasha. Because we can say that according to Rava, the Yeush Shalom Das is Yeush. The reason Rishus HaYachid Chayav LaHachris is because even though he knows it fell, and he doesn't know where it fell, he's going to be Misyayish, because maybe he fell in Rishis HaRavim. Nevertheless, we're Choshesh, then maybe he doesn't know that it fell. And we want to say that there's Yeush, because if he would know that it fell, he would have Yeush. But the truth is since the Emes, in Rishis HaRavim, if you would know the whole Indian of Nefili, you wouldn't have Yeush. So you can't have Yediyah L'chatzon. You can't say that had he known it fell, he would have had Yeush. And therefore, it's considered Yeush. Because it's not true, because there's two things he didn't know, that it fell, and that it fell on Rishis HaYachid. So you have to say the whole thing. Had he known it fell on Rishis HaYachid, he wouldn't have had Yeush. Not had he known it fall, that it fell, that he would have had Yeush. He's talking about where it fell on Rishis HaYachid. If he known it fell on Rishis HaYachid, he wouldn't have had Yeush. You can't say, had he known You would have had Yesh because you wouldn't have had Yesh. So we're back to what's done, not understanding Tosis Kasha. Tosis asks, why do you have to be machlokes in Mishisa Yochid? He's Messiah because he thinks that it fell on Mishisa Rabbi. Ask Rabbi Akiva Eger. He doesn't know that it fell. Talking here about assuming that we're talking here about where he doesn't, according to Rava, where it's Yerushalmi Das. He doesn't know that it fell. And if he doesn't know that it fell, how can you say it's, he has Yerushalmi Das? He doesn't have Yerushalmi Das, because if he would know that it fell on Rishis Yachid, he wouldn't have had Yerush. That's why you have to be machrez. There's no room for Tosis Kasha. Why do you have to be machrez? You have to be machrez because had he known it fell, he wouldn't have had Yerush. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. So we can answer Tosis as follows. Tosis holds like the first side in the Chakira. According to Rava, Yerush Shelo Midas have a Yerush is because the fact that he's going to be Mitzayish in the future already makes it Yerush B'koach now. So here, where it fell on Rishis HaYachid, he's Omed L'Siyayish. Why? He's going to have Yerush B'fall. Now, in other words, according to Tosfos, it's subjective. When he finds out it fell, he's going to have Yerush. Why is he going to have Yerush? Because he doesn't know where it fell. So Tosis asked a good kasha. Why chayav lahachris? He's going to have Yerush because he doesn't know where it fell. And you can't say Enya did like Rabbi Akiva Eger asked, Enya di alachatzayim. You can't say if he would find out it fell, he would have had Yerush, because if he would find out it fell, he would have also said he would have found out it fell. He would have also found out it fell in Rishis HaYachid. Can't say he just would have found out it fell and therefore he would have had Yerush. You say if he would have found out it fell, he would have found out it fell in Rishis HaYachid and then he would have had Yerush. The answer is no. Tosis is going on his own subjective world. When he finds out it falls, he's going to have Yerush. He's not going to know where it is. You're right, he's going to have Yediyah L'chatzayim. He's going to know that it fell. He's not going to know where. And since he's not going to know where, he's going to have Yerush. So then that Tosis says, so why chayav l'hachris? You should be able to keep it. He's going to have Yerush before. Then we get back to Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. Tosis could have mamonav shachted. Could have said, should have said, apparently, that why Rishis Yachad have to be machris? I in the end he's going to be Mesiyayish. And if you hold, he's not Mesiyayish misafik. And when he finds out he's not going to be Mesiyayish, so Rishis HaRabim, why is it his? Why does the guy get to keep it? He's not Mesiyayish Mesafik. It all goes in his subjective world. You can't answer like Rabbi Akiva Eger wanted to answer. But according to Rava, who holds that Yerush Shelo Midas is Yerush. Since if the Bible would know that it fell on Rishis HaRabim, they'd be Mesiyayish. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger wanted to say. It's not a kasha why Bereshis HaRabim it's Shelo. I, the Bailam, aren't Nisiyayish. Again, Rabbi Kivego wanted to ask, why didn't Tosi say that if he's not Messiah Misafik, why Bereshis HaRabim, does the guy get to keep it? Does the finder get to keep it? The Bailam aren't Messiah. Since they hold, the Bailam is thinking, maybe it fell in Rishis HaYochid. You can't be Mataritz like the Teretz of Rabbi Kivego that didn't bother Tosi. Because according to Rav, who holds Yer Shalom Yidatz as Yeyosh, if the Bailam would know that it fell in Rishis HaRabim, he would have had Yeyosh. And that's why it's considered Yeyosh when it falls in Rishis HaRabim. Rabbi Kiva Eger's lashon is, if Shalom Mishum Diyash Lama, the Rabbis Rilei Bahak Rava, the Yeyosh Lama does have a Yeyosh, Mishum Hachi Bereshis HaRabim have a Shalom. Who shall know why in Rishis HaRabim? Is it his? After Bailam Choshim Shem Rishis HaYachid Naflu, you know the Bailam HaChoshim that it fell in Rishis HaYachid, and for it shouldn't be Yesh, when Kong came in the Bemis Nafal Rishis HaRabim, read an Eli Yodah Abam, the Rishis HaRabim have been Yashem and Meila the Yesh. But if they would have known about it fell in Rishis HaRabim, then he would have been Messiah. And that's why Rishis HaRabim it's Shalom. But according to, that's Rabbi Kivi Eger's answer. Tosfos can't accept that. Because based on the way we explain Tosfos, Yer Shalom Yidatz, according to Rav, is telling the fact that he's going to be Messiah. And here on the tzad that he's not Messiah Misafi, he's not only Messiah. We can't want to say, I don't know, if he would find out that a fellow Rishis HaRabim, he would be Messiah. We're talking about what he's going to do before. What's going to be his reality? What's going to be his narrative? His narrative is going to be that he finds out he lost it. And Rishis HaRabim, he found that he lost it. And he's going to tell himself, because it's sad that he's going to tell himself that Shalom Rishis HaYachid. And it's sad that he's not Messiah Misafik, he's going to tell himself that Shalom Rishis HaYachid. What does it matter that if he would find out that it really Shalom Rishis HaRabim, he would be Messiah? But he's not going to find out that a felon was surrounding. Maybe he's going to find out that a felon, he's going to find out that he lost it. He's going to say maybe, there's a tzad to say that he's going to say maybe a felon was just say, Yachim, he's not going to be Messiah. So why versus just surrounding is it Rei L'Shelo? Maybe you have to announce it. Because again, according to Tosis, it all goes on what he's thinking, not what the reality is. So it could be that Tosis holds that they both create Yeish. Sigh that he's going to actually have Yeish, and sigh inside the matzav, inside the objective reality where it fell. And therefore, Tosis didn't ask him a manavshach. But if he's not Messiah Misafik, why Bereshis HaRabim is it Shelo? And if he is Messiah Misafik, then why Bereshis HaYochid is it Chayav LaHachris? They didn't ask him a manavshach. They only asked the tzad of Bereshis HaYochid, why is he Chayav LaHachris? They didn't ask the tzad that Bereshis HaRabim is Shelo. Because we can tell like Rabbi Kiva Eger answered. But since according to Tosis, it's both create Yeyosh, so according to Rabbi Yeyosh, Shalom Yidatz, Yeyosh, Rishis HaRabim, it's at the Matzif. That it's in Rishis HaRabim. In other words, the objective reality is that it's in Rishis HaRabim. Never if you would know the objective reality, he would have Yeyosh. Since it's a Matzif of Yeyosh, that's enough to create Yeish? Not that in the end he's going to have Yeish. The reason he says Yeish B'koach is because the Matzav, he should already have been Messiah. Had he known he would have been Messiah, beside the Matzav. Since that already creates Yeish, we say in Rishis HaRabim, we understand why it's Shalom. Tosfos is asking Misvara that he's Messiah Misafik. So if maybe he's Messiah Misafik, why in Rishis HaYochid is it Chayav LaHachris? And it fell to Rishus HaYachid. He's going to think to himself that it might have fallen on Rishus HaRabim. And the Mela, it's Harei L'Shelo. If it falls on Rishus HaRabim, we understand why it's Shelo, because Mitzad the Matzah of this Yeish, Shalemidas. And if it falls on Rishus HaYachid, Tosis is asking, doesn't make sense. Why do we say Chayav L'Hachriz? It should be Shelo. God should be able to keep it, because this person, in his subjective reality, is going to tell himself that it fell on Rishus HaRabim, he's going to have Yeish. So he says, a good kasha, why is Chayav L'Hachris? In his narrative, it fell in possibly in Rishus HaRabim, and he's going to have Yeish Misafik. Hashem can, if it fell in Rishus HaRabim, we don't have a kasha. It's at the Matziv. It's at the Matziv, it's the Matziv of Yeish. So Mela makes sense, Harei L'Shelo. That's all Shita Satois was. Kamura the Kivegar holds. But we follow the Matziv. That's why he understands perfectly well why Rishus HaYachid Chayav L'Hachris. The reason Rishus HaYachid Chayav L'Hachris, even though he doesn't know, but Mitzad the Matzav, there's no Yeish, because it's in Rishus HaYachid. And that's objectively not a Yeish to get Matzav. Later on, the Chavov Amid Aleph, Nachman says, Ro Sel Shanofa Mishnayim Chayav L'Hachris in my time, Odenofne lo miyash, me marma michti yinash achrin alav, but alav batay, so one guy sees two guys walking. One of them, money falls from one of them, a coin falls from one of them. He has to return it. Why? Because the one it fell from isn't going to have his yeish, because he's going to say, there's only one God, the guy with me. So I'll push it, bring him to Beis Din, make him take a shua, and I'll say, you're the thief. Rashi explains it on a siyash miyad kishemishamish kishemishamish v'lei matzah. He's not going to have Yeish when he realizes he lost it and he didn't find it, because he's not going to have Yeish right away. He's going to say, I'll take him to court. So it came into the hand of the finder before Yeish. And the Lach is like Abaye. Rashi there says, Lachat like a bai, the Yeish Shalom Yidas is not Yeish. Here he's not going to have immediate Yeish. He's going to tell himself that I'll take him to court. And the male in the interim, there's no Yeish. And then the guy finds it, and then you can't say it was Yeish Shalom Yidas, it's Yeish. Rashi says, it's Yeish Shalom Yidas according to Abaye, law of a Yeish. In the meantime, he doesn't have Yeish. Now, according to Rashi, when he gets to court, he's going to have Yeish, because he's going to realize that the other guy didn't take it. However, since it came to the hand of the Motze before Yeish, the Lach is like a vibe, the Yeish Shalom Yidas isn't Yeish. The other was potential Yeish here, but it doesn't matter, because Yeish Shalom Yidas isn't Yeish. In the meantime, he didn't have actual Yeish, and the Yeish Shalom Yidas doesn't count. Places asks on Rashi, a Afilu ain by simen, deinam misyayish l'olam. The Ma'ari is a different pshat. The Ma'ari, sheshnei b'kshu yachad kaidim shebazeh, matzal akach sabavada shechaver alakcha, shebikshe ima. Deinam misyayish l'olam, shemachash v'yachzuvenu l'kshe b'ayishenu b'rabu, l'chilichol shemotzeh. Shbirish rashi mitam yeru, shalom idas ein niru. Rav Sabadav yeru, shemfarish b'samach nosei d'Rav Nachman. His kasha in Rashi is that you want to explain pshat this Gemara according that it's a l'shi Abaye, but you see it's not. The Gemara explains it according to Rav. The Yesh Lamedas is Yesh. Therefore, Taisus says pshat. But it's talking about a case where they're both looking for it. And therefore the loser is thinking to himself, the other guy found it and took it for himself. And he thinks to himself, I'll be mevayishim b'ravim, and I'll prove to him that he took it. Therefore he's going to give it back to me. I'd be embarrassed. So according to Taisvis, there's never Yesh. According to Rashi, there's Yesh Shalamidas. There's not Misyayish before, but there's Yesh Shalamidas. Even if you've known that the third guy found it, he would have been Misyayish. There's no concrete Yesh, but there's Yesh Shalamidas, and we pass him like Rav. This is Lefi Abai, the Yesh Shalamidas, not Yesh. According to Taisvis, there's never Yesh, because he said, I'll bring the base and I'll sue him and I'll get my thing back. We have to understand Shita Satosis. That he's never going to be Messiah because he says, I'll collect it from the other guy. But Maisa, the Ziyah Shalani Das. Had he known that the other guy didn't find it, had he known the reality that a third guy found it, he would have been Messiah. And we have Akasha. According to the Rabbi, the Ziyah Shalani Das is Yeyush. Why does Rav hold he has to give it back? Rav hold he has to give it back. Why does he have to give it back? Rashi says Lafi Abaye. But according to Tosis, it's Lafi Rava, if he proves in the Gemara. And yeah, there's never Yeish, but what does it matter that there's never Yeish? If you would have known that the third guy found it, he would have been the Siyash. So it's Yeish Shalemi Das. So it should be Yeish, so why do you have to give it back? This might be a raya to what we explained in Shita Satosis. But according to Rova, Yeish Lamidas is Yeyush. Mitzad Masha Emed Lis Yeish. According to Rava, Yeish Lamidas is considered Yeish because of his subjective reality. Because he's going to actually have Yeish. Not mitzad the matziv. Only because of his objective reality. Subjective reality. And because of this, here, where he's never going to find out that the other guy didn't find it, that his partner didn't, the guy who was with him didn't find it. He's always going to think that the other guy took it. The other guy did find it, not a third guy, third party, but that it's the guy who was with him took it. There's no Yeish Shalom Yidas, and according to Rav, it's not Yeish. As we said at the beginning, that according to Taisvis holding it's all subjective, it's all based on his narrative. In his narrative, his friend found it, the guy who was with him, and he's never going to be Messiah. That's not considered Yeish Lamidas. That's Gevaldik. However, we explain Shita Satosis that it's both. Both of them make Yeish. Subjective Yeish and objective Yeish. what he's actually going to feel at the end, that's subjective, that he's going to be Nisyash in the end. And according to the matzav now, the situation now is a Yeyush Tikkun situation. An objective situation where if he would know, he would have Yeyush. Here also it should be Yeyush because Nitzad the matzav, this is a Yeyush Tikkun matzav because the third party found it. His friend didn't take it. If you say it's both, and in this case it's both subjective and objective, then this is the case of Yesh. Shalemi Das, however, would appear that we can say that Tosis holds the lead of the MS. That it's all totally in what's going to be, meaning subjective. And if we hear it's not Yesh Shalemi Das, he's not Omid this Yesh. Even though Mitzad the Matzav, he is going to be this Yesh. And after Tosis didn't entertain the possibility, in the earlier Tosis, at the beginning of the parak that we asked to be discussed at the outset, that if he's not Misyayish Misafik, why Rishis Sarab is it his? He thinks it might have fallen in Rishis Hayachid and he's not going to have Yeish. It's because Tosis knew that one could say that both create Yeyush. Side what's going to be, his subjective reality, his own narrative. Side the situation now, the matzav, the objective reality. And then you could be Mataras like Rabbi Kivager. But you know why Brisha Sarabim Mitzhalo? Because of the matzav. In other words, Tosis there didn't entertain the possibility didn't bring up the point that I'm just a rabbim, it shouldn't be shalom, because maybe he won't have subjective yeyush, because they Tosis knew that there's a tzad, that yeyush can be objective, like Rabbi Kivager held, so therefore they didn't bring it up. Here Tosis is saying lefiyamis, what they really believe. And that is, that it's all telling him what's going to be. It's a subjective reality. And therefore, he'll never find out that his friend took it. He's going to have Yesh. That's considered Yesh Shalomi. That's considered Yesh Shalomi. That's not considered Yesh. It's not considered Yesh Shalomi. He's never going to find out that his friend took it. That his friend didn't take it, that it's a third party. Nefertaisa says that there's never Yesh. It's not even Yesh Shalom Yidas, because he's never going to have Yesh, because he's always going to think that his partner took it, and not a third party. Even though you're right, there is it's an objective matzav of Yesh, but Tosis doesn't hold. This is an objective matzav of Yesh. Here Tosis will leave it emes. There Tosis doesn't bring up the point about Rishis HaRabim, why is it Shalom, he personally will never have Yeyush. You're right, but that's an objective matzah of Yeyush, and there are those who hold an objective matzah of Yeyush makes it Yeyush. Therefore, they didn't ask why Rishis HaRabim Shiloh, it should be Chayiv L'Hachris. That's an objective matzah of Yeyush, and there are those who hold that objective matzah of Yeyush is considered Yeyush Shalom Midas. Here Tosis is going to leave a damas, but they really hold. Which is that it's subjective, and if he's never going to have Yesh, that's not considered Yesh Shalom Yidas. That's all she's said Tosis, Rabbi Kivager holds it's all totally in the matzah. And therefore he had a great kash, teretz and Tosis kasha. Ein yedi lechatzayim. How do you know it fallen in Rishus Hayachid? Because you can't just say how do you know it fallen. If he knew it fell, he would have known it fell. Any deal of Chatzayim. Not just that he knew it fell. He knew that it fell in Rishus Hayachid. He wouldn't have had an objective Yesh. That's not considered Yesh Shalom Yidas. And that's why Chayav L'Hachas. Rabbi Kivager isn't bothered by Tosis Kashi. It's very Madrigan is Lashon like this. You can look in Lashon of Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega isn't bothered why Mishnah Siach and Tzarech, and why do you have to be Machris? He's going to think that it fell Mishnah Sarabim and he's going to have Yeish, because it's not in the case of objective Yeish. We should say Achid. That's not considered a case of objective Yesh. And it goes to Shri later on. He says that we pass him like Abaye. The Omer Mashit's Asid Leos Eino Choshev Ketchila. So he writes Lahedya, like places, Masha Asid Leos, meaning it's objective. Not like Rabbi Kivega, it's Mitzad Matzev. So that's a beautiful Mahalach. The Sugya, a very, very famous. Sugya, but it's beautiful to see it in a new light. And it's a sham. We should say, "Lomar l'am l'shem l'asav kind of close the sound to us if we have a man." I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.